you know, initially people thought that non-communicable diseases like cancers, diabetes, some of these problems are problems of developed countries. But now it's not. We are seeing that the prevalence of these conditions are also increasing in developing countries. And now at the same time, we have obesity and non-communicable disease prevalence also increasing. And actually, we have of the mortality from non-communicable diseases, about 80% of mortality from non-communicable diseases are occurring in developing and low and middle income countries.
Do you think money is the issue?
Money is not the issue. I think that the whole world is going through what we call nutrition transition, especially in the developing countries. They are economically getting better. People's lifestyles are changing, so their eating habits are changing. Not for the better, but for the worse, unfortunately. Diets are becoming a little bit more unhealthy, you know, high calorie, high fat, high sugar. And at the same time, physical activity is reducing, so people are not as active. More people are living in urban areas, so they are not engaging in physical activity as they used to. The lifestyles have changed, and as a result, it's pushing people into this state of inactivity, sedentary lifestyle, and eating more calories.
Since you just mentioned nutrition and lifestyle, I would like to ask you about the second International Conference on Nutrition that will take place in November. First of all, why do we need a second International Conference on Nutrition?
The first International Conference was held in 1992, about 22 years ago. You will agree with me that 22 years is a long time. And in between, a lot has happened. Nutrition has really climbed onto the global agenda. Almost all development agencies are talking about nutrition. Many, many countries have committed to scale up nutrition. They've joined the scaling up of nutrition movement. So the environment for nutrition has changed.
Can we elaborate more on the objectives of this conference?
One would be to what progress has been made in the last 20 years. Secondly, what are the policy options available to address nutrition? Mm-hmm. And thirdly, how can we make sure that these policies are coherent so that we don't fly in different directions? One key thing that we will see in this conference is that you see that it's being organized by WHO and FAO. There'll be a political declaration. And this political declaration is being negotiated by member states. So for the first time, we have member states of WHO and member states of FAO sitting at the table and negotiating political documents in terms of a commitment on how they should move together. Two huge sectors, health and agriculture.
You mentioned FAO and WHO. Who else is participating in this big conference?
Okay, FAO and WHO are the leading organizations, but we are working in collaboration with a lot of the other UN organizations, WFP, IFAD. We have a steering committee, okay, who are also working in collaboration with us. Even the WTO, they are all on the steering committee.
Ms. Larte, what is your message to the governments and the organization in terms of nutrition?
I think that the key message we want to give is that it's good that governments have made commitment. It's wonderful. And those who have not made that commitment, we want to encourage them to make the commitment. But we must see the commitment translated into action. This ICN2 conference is a high-level meeting which will bring policymakers, heads of government together. And we hope that when they come and they make the commitment, as I said, should be translated into action. And action means that when you are doing your budget, put funds into nutrition. Mm-hmm. That's the only way you convert this commitment into action and action into impact. That's what we want to see.